Angel City. It's your girl Panda here, bringing you another exciting episode of Angel City Chicks. And of course, I could not do it without my whoop whoop partner herself, Nina Kiefer. What is going on? What is your name other than Nina right now?
I'm not signed as an ACFC player.
That's who you are.
I wanted to make sure everybody knew my contract didn't come through. So
really?
Still hasn't been signed.
We're still can't get you on the roster, can we?
Nope, not in any shape or form, apparently.
Not as a coach, not as a player. I mean, do they have like water person available or anything?
No, but I'll keep trying.
Okay. You
know, maybe I'll get a position made for me. But yes, we are here to recap not one, but two disappointing games.
I think we were really hoping to have like one good one, one disappointing one. So we're like, we'll just put them together. And it just turned into a big just pile of meh.
So to combat this pile of meh, I'm actually going to be joining you and having rosé for the first time on a podcast in quite some time. So I went ahead and poured myself a glass.
Oh my gosh. did the whole bottle fit in there?
No. I took it from my wine cube. So actually, it might be a full bottle. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, cheers.
I don't want to lift it over my laptop.
I mean, you might need to take a drink of it. It's going to spill everywhere. I've never seen a wine glass that full. But either way, we are going to need it. That is the theme today. We're going to have to pretty much get some some liquid therapy going on out there for this podcast. But obviously, you know how we have been like to do things. We're going to bring you a little bit.
Yes. Up. Yes. We are starting off the rosé episode well.
Can you not call me out right now? I've had a lot go on today. I've been to hand therapy. I've got my new bionic knee brace going on here. Like, I am a hot mess express on the train. Whoop, whoop, coming through. So just buckle up and enjoy this ride, everybody. Okay. Oh. Anyways. Yes. Wine.
Welcome to episode 62.
We are starting off with a bang. But like I said, first, we are going to talk about some NWSL news, what's going on around the league, and maybe some stuff that's happening kind of adjacent to the NWSL and just soccer or football in general. Talk about some Angel City news. We definitely have some exciting Angel City news. Woo, finally. Yay. And then we will get into the game recaps. We're going to make them brief. We're going to go over the things, you know, that we liked, what we didn't like. And then we'll obviously tell you what's coming up and what to expect. So, but first, what would you like to start with, Nina?
Let's start from some soccer around the world. And literally in this, we mean around the world. For those of you who have been under a rock, TST tournament, total soccer tournament, which brings, some very exciting stuff to the world of soccer. This is a 7v7 tournament going on right now in North Carolina. The final will be on Sunday, and it's bringing 7v7 teams from literally around the world. Women, men, co-ed, whatever you want. Anyone could enter.
There are no rules for rosters.
There are no rules except no slide tackling, no offside, open substitutions, and with a goal.
Guys, if you haven't checked this out, it's super fun. I mean, it's real fast paced, a lot of high scoring games in a lot of these teams. I mean, usually it's dominant on one side or the other. But we see people like the likes of Lauren Sesselman out there. We've got a bunch of our 99ers out there on a team. Spoiler alert, they're not doing so well, but they are there and everybody is loving them, giving them all kinds of accolades. And I think just truly enjoying watching them out there again. I mean, this does not need to overshadow anything of what they have done in the past, because they are the reason a lot of us are be able to sit here and talk about this today. Mm-hmm. But then we also have, you know, just celebrities that are on there. We've got like Noah Beck. We've got basketball player Steve Nash. We've got a whole slew of indoor soccer team players from the MASL. If you've been following us for a while, you know that I do sideline and my husband does play by play for the Empire Strikers. That league is where a whole bunch of players are coming. I mean, they love this fast paced, kind of little smaller pitch gameplay. And so they're all filling in on all these rosters. So check it out. It's on Paramount Plus. It's on YouTube. It's the soccer tournament, TST. I say that because if you Google TST, you do get the Satanic Temple.
Wait, so, what?
Little spoiler alert. That was literally like the first real thing that came up.
Maybe because I put 7v7. I was like, yeah, I didn't get that.
That's what I'm saying. If you just type in TST, the Satanic Temple will come up.
Temple.
So, not saying anything, you know, by all means, like do your thing. I just don't want anybody to just be like blindly clicking and end up signing up for something that they didn't want to. But anyways, yes, the soccer tournament.
They encourage benevolence and empathy and reject tyrannical authority.
I didn't say
they
anything.
They advocate for practical common sense and they oppose injustice. The satanic temple doesn't sound all that bad, quite honestly.
Well, again, not trying to convert anybody to any religions here. We are here to talk soccer. Nina, she's going to be wearing a TST shirt on the next podcast. I hope we didn't lose anybody just now. Like, seriously, we're going to rewind that and try again. But
that's not even the worst thing we've ever said.
Yeah. Yes, Mario, we agree. They are probably, they have probably a good set of underlying values. Like, they're not out there like, you know, like do bad things. That's, you know, what it's all about. Like, do your research. That's all I'm going to say. If you want to get into it or explore it more, do your research. This should be a fluff.
Stop doing rosé episodes.
Oh, this should be in the fluff. Okay, we're going to move on to some other exciting news. Today, it was officially announced that we are getting the 14th expansion club in the NWSL, and it is going to be known as Bay Football Club or Bay FC. And yes, you can see the logo that is out there on our YouTube right now. And I mean, what are your thoughts on this? I mean, I don't think it's a surprise. Obviously, we've been talking about this for a little bit.
No surprise at all. They were awarded their expansion franchise back on April 4th. And now we have an official name. We get to see their crest. It's just another exciting moment for them as they continue to become like officially official. So very excited. They're actually doing a launch party June 3rd from 12 to 3 in Presidio Park for anyone who's following us from up north. But very exciting, very happy for them and everything that they're accomplishing in this. It's really cool to get to see more people thrust into the spotlight with that. And, you know, the only thing that this makes me think about is, are we going to lose more players?
I mean, players and who knows, fan base as well. You think about California in general having nobody. Everybody came together for, you know, ACFC and then kind of broke apart and was like, okay, San Diego and this, and now we're going to have a Northern one. So, you know, we could lose some fans that wanted to support women's soccer. And I never blame them. If you didn't have a team and now all of a sudden you do, and it's in your town or in driving distance, by all means, you should support them because it's so much easier to do so. And I'm excited to see what this can be. I mean, we know there's a lot of success up in the Bay Area, and I think it's always good to put a franchise, like a women's franchise, in an area where we know soccer is thriving. So congratulations to Bay FC. We are so excited to welcome you to the NWSL.
Yeah. And with that, I need to throw a little shade here. Pardon me, don't unsubscribe if you haven't already. Kristen Press. We know Sydney LaRue has been back in training and she's actually been allowed to warm up with the team. That was kind of a really cool thing to see her start to get, you know, a little team time. But while she was doing that and Kristen Press was out on her season ending injury preparing for the World Cup, which she hopes to play in, she and Tobin Heath also went hiking.
Nina's not a fan of this at all. And I don't blame you. I mean, something we're going to talk about here in just a minute is, you know, who does support the team while they're still injured and what we saw as well. Mm-hmm. And I know you've been very,
I think you've been more vocal.
I know. You just want her to be like all about the team. You want her to be like all in. And like, even though she can't play, we need to feel like she's supporting the team and the girls need to feel like she's supporting them. And I guess, go out and hike if you want, but maybe don't post about it because it just does make people like talk about it. And didn't you say the comments were turned off?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, maybe I probably DM'd her and I said, hey, you better turn those off because I don't think you want to hear what Nina has to say.
Really? Like, I would, like, you, I know you're injured right now. So let's talk about this because you're also someone who has, like, talked about the fact that you need your physical activity to feel good and your mental health. So yes, totally understand. She probably needs to go for a small little hike. She needs to get out and move her body in order to feel okay. And, you know, to do things like that, yes, go for it, girl. I wouldn't care if you were also just showing up for us once in a while. Like, your HBO documentary piece was all about how excited you were and how you felt the need to be here for the fans. And
yeah.
Sorry, where?
What?
Where is she?
Who?
In the state.
I know. I know. And I'm sure there are a lot of people that agree as well. You know, maybe wear an Angel City shirt while you're hiking. That would even be something I think you would feel is supportive of the club. I just feel like it's been very quiet. But let's move on to somebody who is injured and supporting the team.
Yes. Sad face, sad face, sad face. It's exactly what we didn't want. Mm-hmm. Endo. She was just on the rise too. I felt like she was getting such good form and such good shape. And we see Endo is out, not season ending, thankfully. But
no, and we don't know the extent of her injury. We just know we saw her knee wrapped up pretty well with a full knee immobilizer on it. So I don't know what the extent of that injury is. It could be something, you know, mild that they are just being extra precautious about. I don't know. I mean, you know, one thing about this club that we have learned all along is that they don't really talk about it, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. We've seen so many people injured and haven't heard why until way after the fact. We have all this speculation. We have all this posting out there, you know, picture here, picture there, you know, cryptic kind of things happening. And no one wants to come out and just say it, you know. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, are we entitled to that information? Maybe not. Maybe this saying that she's out with an injury is all that they owe us, but it does make us all speculate. And then that's when rumors start. And then it's like, just tell us what's going on. Is this a long-term thing or is this something that's day to day? Like, it'd be nice to know because, man, we're tired of having these conversations. I don't know about you, but whew.
Yeah, tired of injured players and tired of not winning.
Well, speaking of winning, though, listen, it hasn't been all losses for us. There are things that we have won. if you guys saw,
I got recently, shade number two coming up here.
Man, this episode is going to be called the one with all the shade. So Angel City won the Sports Business Journal's 2023 Sports Team of the Year Award. Hoy. How do we feel about that? We've talked about
it. I'm so proud of them. The front office works really freaking hard. I know they spend a lot of time together. And yes, they're doing their thing. And I appreciate everything that they're doing. The way that they've put the community even first. The way that they have, you know, said they're here for profit, but also still minded their morals and tried to, like, lead with a purpose and things like that. So I do definitely give them credit for that. You ready for my shade?
Ready. Let's go.
One of the reasons that they got this award was because they topped the NWSL in merchandise sales, bringing in $6 million last year in merchandise sales. I wonder how much merch they could sell if they were actually inclusive in their sizing.
Could you imagine what would happen how many jerseys have you bought from Angel City, Nina?
Bought and returned or bought and kept?
Bought and kept. Zero. Because of their non-inclusive sizing, and we are not going to spend money on something that does not fit, you know, body types.
Shirts I have are from preseason.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even have a shirt since our team started playing. I don't want any of it.
It must have been all the money they brought in from that new everyone club that Kristen Press.
They sold two things.
They sold two things and they exceeded the value that was out there because it costs like $1,000 for a sweatshirt that felt like cardboard. Absolutely. That'll do it, guys. Oh my God. Wow. Oh, I hope everyone is okay with this. This might be a spicy episode. I think you're going to see by the end of this, we're just saying the things that I think a lot of people are feeling. Believe me, the frustration levels right now in a lot of ways are high. And going back to this whole sports business journal of the year award. Yes, I do love what they've done. They've definitely built a good foundation for that kind of stuff. Perfect. Great. That'll be around. Let's just build off that. But at some point, you have to shift your focus on to the field product, because people are not going to be showing up to games where we're just, you know, like, I don't know, having scrimmages in their own eyes because, well, winning doesn't matter. Apparently, it's all about, you know, what kind of message are we sending to the community and how much philanthropy are we putting out there? It's like, guys, like, I get it, but we got to do something. These girls are too good individually for us to be putting ourselves in these positions. Something, there's a disconnect somewhere that's happening, and we're needing to start having those tough conversations that we try so hard to avoid in the beginning because wait it out. Trust
the process. Relationship is still new, but I like that Mario and Shannon, who are in the chats, and you can be too anytime we're live. You can be in the chats with us. You can comment. You can talk to us and we will put you on blast.
You can tell us why we're wrong too. By all means, let us know why you don't agree with us. Like, these are fun things to talk about. And you know what? It just helps the hurting a little more.
Yeah. But Mario says we need ACFC to work on the field first instead of marketing. And Shannon doubles down on that and says, and as you all know from Angel City, this is why we shouldn't put our forwards in defense. And Mario asking the tough questions. Is it hashtag Freya out time?
Listen, we touched on that on our last podcast. We talked about the record and where she was and where we are and how comparative it is and how Gotham is a completely different team now, you know, with someone else, you know, at the top. So, you know, I don't know, like I said,
and I don't know if you can have Freya out without also losing Daniel Ball. They seem to be a team. They seem to go places together and follow each other. Oh, yes. Yes, Panda.
I'm going to say it. Maybe I'm going to be the bad one on this episode, but is that really that bad? We've had some moments at the end where our goalkeeping was absolutely the reason why we lost.
Don't forget to like and subscribe.
I'm sorry, but we've had moments. There have been two moments with two different keepers where they punched balls out that they should have just collected, grabbed, laid down on the ground, and the result was going to be totally different. And that didn't happen. This happened this time where the ball was punched out and it wasn't cleared. Same thing against Portland the last time where a ball was punched out. Like, we got
two different keepers. Two different keepers doing the same thing.
Same goalkeeping coach. So you have to wonder what's happening there. So I'm going to throw out the negativity. All right. Because like, I don't like it either, but let's talk about something positive.
Let's move to a positive. I did not get signed for Angel City, and that's because they decided to give my number to someone better.
It is your number. That's right. Actually, they had number 26 queued up and ready for you. And at the last moment, they did a little bait and switch and said, you know what, Nina, we like you better on a podcast than we do on a pitch. So we're going to go with our second choice. And guess what? We got a new midfielder. And guess what? do you want to say her name?
We were trying to practice it earlier because my French is not good. Amandine Henry is with us.
Amandine Henry, yes.
Number 26.
Yes, we did. And a little bit about her. I mean, she came to us from, hold on just a second.
France.
Jesus, Nina. Anyways, she's part of the France's national team. She's a midfielder and she's played in the NWSL before. She was there in 2016 and 2017. And she came from Olympique Lyonnais and she's been there for the last six seasons. She had 19 goals and 89 match appearances. And she's a great, great player. I mean, she, as far as midfielders go, she is a pretty, uh, pretty solid midfielder. I mean, even JR knew who she was.
And it's really awesome because she got hurt back on March 6th in the 90th minute of the quarterfinals, and she sprained her knee and had some injuries to her LCL, not her PCL or her ACL, her LCL, which Panda would be kind of familiar with. And correct me if I'm wrong, but that's, 6 weeks of rehab at least?
I mean, for my PCL, they told me that I need to immobilize it in this beautiful brace that I have right now on for at least 4 to 6 weeks to make sure. And we don't even know the degree of the injury. Now, mine was actually torn. Hers is sprained. So that could diminish the time frame of it could just be a month. But again, why are we getting players that are injured? Do you know how prone you are to re-injuring something like that?
I don't want to say they made a mistake by signing her over me, but I might be more physically fit currently.
I can't disagree. I mean, listen, I mean, she
Wait, really? Can I get that in writing?
She is a phenomenal player. Do not get us wrong. When she is healthy and fit, she's incredible. But how many times do we need to say that about players?
When Kristen Press isn't injured, she's incredible.
When LaRue
isn't injured, she's incredible.
When so many players are fit, they're incredible. The problem is they're not. And oy vey.
You know how sometimes the MLS was referred to as the retirement league? Is Angel City going to be known as like the hospital league?
I don't know. We're like the clinic. We're the.
You know what it is? Cedars is too good of a sponsor. Cedars is too good.
They want to bring them over and then they're going to be like, okay, now send them to us so we can rehab them.
Yeah.
They're like hungry, hungry hippo with all the injuries.
They did get that Sydney LaRue like exclusive like road to rehab thing.
Well, and also, I mean, I know Kristen Press had surgery with one of the doctors there as well. So I don't know, guys, like you guys are listening to this. I mean, let us know your thoughts. Like I said, you know, great player when she's healthy. And when is that going to be? That's what I need to know. Is it? I don't know. I have no idea. Is she ready now? I mean, do we know for sure if she's ready? I mean, we know what her injury was, and she hasn't done anything since, right? She's been rehabbing.
And it reminds me back of like when they picked up Sydney LaRue and they're like, yeah, but it's going to be fine because we went and we checked her out. And then it was like, oh, just kidding.
We didn't learn from that mistake, did we?
Yeah, with Mario today. Mario, you should be live with us.
Right. You want to read that, everybody?
See this comment. I'm not even going to say it out loud. If you're not on YouTube, you don't get to hear Mario's wit.
Oh my gosh. Okay, fine. Wow. So if you want to see what we're talking about, please head on to YouTube. I mean, that gets us a view, and your views are what help us to keep doing this and keep growing and make us not go and cry ourselves to sleep at night. So thank you. Anyways, let's move on. We can't make this too long. We've got two games that we have to get through.
And I've got like 20 minutes before my dryer is done.
Right. Exactly. So let's get into it. We've gone over all the news and notes with what's going on. I mean, not all of them. There's a lot more out there, but you guys know how to Google. So anyways, we are going to talk to you guys about two different games that are in two different types of championships.
You don't need our podcast. You know how to Google.
Leave me alone. We're going to talk about first the OL Reign game, which was regular NWSL season. And we're also going to recap the most recent Portland game in the Fugazi Cup or Challenge Cup. So let's.
I'm dead. I'm sorry.
Spoiler alert, real quick, we lost both of them. One of them
is why I think we are having so much fun today.
We are.
When you're in this position, what can you do but like make jokes and laugh and smile? And
we laugh so we don't cry, folks. We laugh so we don't cry. Anyways, so we're going to start with the OL Reign game. It was not great. the Portland game, I will tell you, it was a much, much better. In terms of our competitiveness, this one, we just said, well, we've never beat them, so why start today?
You have some spicy sauce today.
I do. Oh my gosh. I had to go to hand therapy. I'm sore. My knee, I'm wearing this stupid bionic brace and feel like a wounded deer that should be taken out in the back and shot. So let's just get on with it.
All right. So back on May 27th, the day that I know is Hangover Day.
The day after Nina's birthday, let's all take a moment and pause and I don't know, condolences.
I mean, we did have a really fun time. May 27th, for those of you who don't know, Amanda and I went up to Lake Arrowhead. We brought the boys with us. Yeah, they were there.
They were there.
In the best way possible. We sat on a couch. We sat in chairs. We played drinking games. We played card games. And we drank wine and we drank whiskey.
Well, just tell them what we didn't drink. That might be a smaller list.
We just sat there and we hung out and we grazed all day. We had pigs in a blanket. It was amazing.
And then I was a pig in a blanket at the end.
Except great. For this game. This game was not so amazing.
This and I think game we was both... the one part of the day where we were like, oh.
Ooh. I think we were both grateful that we didn't have very good cell phone reception. So we weren't able to super follow it. It was like we would get like every 10th word. And so right. That kind of made it a little better for us. But unfortunately, we still have to recap it because we lost 1-4. Woo! Lone single goal coming from Claire Emsley.
Yeah. And what a goal it was. And we'll talk about that. I mean, if you're going to score one goal in a game, why not do it like this?
Right.
Anyways, let me start off. I'll kick this off.
Kick it.
Are you ready? Let's go. So basically, the visitors, OL Reign. Oh, visitors. We were the visitors.
Read the teleprompter, Ron Burgundy.
He'll read anything that's on a teleprompter. God.
Wait, is that even right? I don't know.
Anyways, the Angel City started off this game much better early on. They dominated possession. They kept the Reign pretty confined to their defensive half for the first 10 minutes, but the momentum shifted as the game wore on.
Because there's 90 minutes, not 10.
Right. If this was a 10-minute game, we pack up, we go home, we leave, we're good. In the 10th minute, the Reign did have the first real chance of the game when Megan Rapinoe, she restarted after a foul, and she sent the ball up on the wing to Bethany Balser, and she sent a cross into the 6-yard box where forward Veronica Latsko, she got her head on the ball, and she did send it wide. Thankfully, it did not go in.
Yeah, they definitely didn't let up, though. They had several more scoring opportunity shots taken in the next 10 minutes, including one where Dee Dee was able to come off her line, and she actually dives on top of a bounce-around free kick right before Latsko could get into the end of it.
Thankfully, again, another opportunity, so thankfully it's not going to be 6-1 now. So Angel City, though, we are going to open the scoring in the 27th minute. We are striking first, which we love to see it. I mean, it doesn't happen very often. But in the 27th minute, in an improbable style, she's going to get what we all know as an Olympico. And it's going to be by way of Claire Emsley. She was able to curl a corner kick from the right inside the near post for a goal. Keeper Fallon Tullis-Joyce, she got a hand on it, but it deflected off and into the back of the net. It was not ruled an own goal because the ball was judged to be on a trajectory to cross the goal line before she touched it. Can you tell everybody what an Olympico is in case they were not following what I was saying?
Yeah, an Olympico is when you score from your corner kick, when it goes untouched by anyone else straight into goal. So you have to have a great kick. You got to have quite a lot of power on it, and you have to have that nice curve. And ideally, the wind is working with you, too.
Right. All the things were working again with you on that. And thankfully for us, it did. And this is going to put Angel City up 1-0. And I think we checked our phones at that time and we're like, we're winning.
Hey!
We're like, stop the game now. Pack your bags up. I don't know. Weather delay, something. Close the game down. Let's go.
And unfortunately, though, that was not the case. And it wasn't long before Reign were able to get that equalizer. Just, 7 minutes later in the 34th minute, freaking Rapinoe. I think what happened is Rapinoe heard everyone talking smack on her because they want her to just retire already. And she went, I'll show them. I go into this World Cup. And Rapinoe is able to just fire a ball, crossing it into the 6-yard box, which falls for Bennett. And Bennett is able to, you know, shove her way, get a little muscle on everybody through our center backs, and point blank finishes it.
Womp, womp, womp. I can't reach the buttons from here. Sorry, or I would. But now we're tied 1-1. And you're like, okay. All right. maybe that was a fluke. Maybe we can do something here. Like, you know, let's show them what we got. Like, we got this, right? Well, Harachich, she's going to have another clutch save in the 39th minute when Bolster tried a ball over the top. That defender, Jasmine Spencer, she initially did block, and Bennett pounced on the deflected ball. She drove into the box, and she shot from close range, but Harachich thankfully got there in time to make that save.
Ooh, thank you, Didi. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So we're going into the half 1-1 tied. That's not bad, right? Against a team that we just seem to not be able to ever beat.
That's when it ended. We would have been great. But unfortunately, when halftime came and we all came out of the tunnel, one team returned and one team didn't.
Did they all just like get back on the bus? Did they think they were going to the airport? What do you think happened? Well, in the second half, obviously, this game is going to shift decisively into the Reigns' favor. OL are going to double their lead in the 53rd minute with a hard strike by Latsko from near the penalty arc. Her shot flew just under the crossbar, giving Harachich little chance of stopping it, and it is now 2-1.
And then again, in the 55th minute, they get a goal on another Rapinoe cross. This time, Latsko, who has a one-timer, low ball right past Harachich.
And we still got one more to talk about when midfielder Quinn notched Seattle's fourth and final goal with another strike from distance. This one from the left-hand corner of the 18. And that is all she wrote, folks. Unfortunately, this game, like we said, is going to end 4-1. You want to throw the stats up? Because these are not fun.
They are not fun. But let's talk about them anyway. And here it is. 25 shots for OL Reign, of which 11 on target. Those are numbers I want. Whereas we had 7 with only 2 on target. Now, possession was relatively equal. We had more passes. We had better pass accuracy. We were even on fouls, but we got 2 yellows. We had more corners. How the heck, with these stats, do we not take away a win?
I mean, what are we doing with the ball? Are we just like passing it around in midfield, having a little fun with it, doing a little kickabout? And then when it's time to score, we're like, oh. Whoops. And then they take the ball and go.
They don't even shoot, apparently.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they have less shots total than OL Reign had on target. I mean, that's just not competitive soccer at this point. When you look at these kinds of stats, that's sad.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. Okay. For the next home game, which is going to be on June 5th, we are going to do a drinking game. Anytime there is a shot on goal, shot on target for Angel City, you and I are going to take a shot.
Okay.
And then I'm going to call and stick to work.
I like it. I like it. I hope.
Because they're going to see that and they're going to be like, oh, we got to shoot now.
I hope I'm wasted at the end of this from shots. I'm not drinking anything but that.
Oh.
No, that's fine. Because if we had 2 on target in this game, if that were the drinking game, I'd be just feeling good, having a great time, and wishing for more.
That's like I was in this game.
Like I was in this game, wishing for more.
Yeah.
Get that off my screen.
Well, let's go into the standings. Is this any better?
No, but we got to talk about it, everybody. We've got to talk about the standings because we are just taking the steps down.
We're not last.
All right. But guess who's first?
Gotham.
Yeah. So we are. We're looking at the standings, folks, and we are currently.
And I don't want to say it out loud.
What?
I have something mean to say, and I don't want to say it out loud.
What? Okay. What do you
want
to say?
What happens when you get rid of Freya?
Oh my God, we just lost all our followers.
I'm not saying it on like because it's what I believe, but I mean
it's facts. It's facts. Nina's spitting facts again. All right, let me talk about this real quick. If you're not watching
my heart.
I know. If you're not watching this on YouTube, let me go through it real quick. So Gotham sits at the top of the standings right now with 17 points. And then we've got Portland, Reign, and Wave, and Spirit all tied with 16. Courage, Dash, Louisville, Pride, and then us. The only people below us currently are Chicago and Casey Current. We have 9 points. We are 2, 3, and 4.
Casey's not doing very well in MLS either, are they? Not that it's like the same, but
No, Sporting Kansas City is at the bottom of the table, I believe, and so is KC Current. So you kind of have to wonder what's happening over there in the Midwest. That's, you know, not, I don't know, something in the water or something. I don't know.
Something's happening.
Anyways, we are at 10th place, like I said, again, which is way too far away from the playoff line currently. It's not impossible at this point, but if we keep playing the way we did in that game, then it's just not, you know, it's not great.
Yeah. And we promised you one more sucky game. So let's get into that one. Right? On May 31st, just a few days later, yesterday, we played Portland for the Fugazi Cup. And for those of you who still care, we lost in that one too, but we looked good. You know, we looked good.
Oh, hope you're not talking to our team. Oy vey. Yes, you are correct. So last night, I have to guess. Last night was not a great time for people to watch a whole bunch of soccer. Like, we had Galaxy playing against, I believe RSL? It was RSL.
Nail biter.
That was a nail biter. Oh my gosh. Like, I know those fans were just like.
With Klein out,
they were ready for them to get a win, which that was they had. And then we had LAFC on the other side in their first leg of CCL. And all the same time, we also have Angel City playing in a Fugazi Cup. So if you're a fan of MLS and NWSL, I have to wonder if you picked the MLS side over that, because you know how we feel about the Fugazi Cup. But
we did our best. We watched on my phone.
We did. No. We did. We had your phone. We were at a watch party for LAFC, and we were watching it on the phone. So we were definitely following along. And there were so much hope.
There was so much hope.
And in retrospect, it was probably a very exciting game to watch live because of what happened. And we're going to go through that now because it was not near as detrimental to our mental state as the O-ring game was. So let's get into that. Yeah, let's talk about it.
We looked really good, but Portland ended up getting the first goal. They went up in the 23rd minute. They sent a very long ball deep right, and their forward was just able to sprint in the box. And as she muscled past Hammond, she was able to get a one-timer right past Eisenhower. You heard me right. Eisenhower was playing in goal.
Yeah, we've stopped going through lineups because it doesn't really matter. But Eisenhower was in goal for this, which we have seen her, I think, in the whole Challenge Cup, I think. So
yes, and you know what? I'm liking her play. Like, I do appreciate Eisenhower. I'm glad she's getting this run. I think it's really valuable for her.
Absolutely. So, I mean, that's what it's good. That's the one good thing about this that we said is giving players the ability to play that don't normally, and then maybe shining some brilliance on what they can do that might say, maybe we need to figure out how to put you into, you know, these regular season games. Yeah. But unfortunately, the Thorns are going to double their lead in the 46th minute when midfielder Olivia Moultrie, the young kid, how old is she now? Is she 17 yet?
I don't even think so.
She was the youngest player at one point to play in a game. But she
last year, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes. She's so good. She really is. But she sent a free kick diagonally toward the 6-yard box where Diakila, she made a play for the ball, but she couldn't quite connect. However, Moultrie's attempt brushed past her and it did land in goal.
Born in 2005. So that makes her 18.
Okay. Still right? A teenager.
Yeah.
Either way.
Math. 18.
So yeah. So we're going to go into the half down 2-0. And, you know, I have to say, you know, it's not looking great. I mean, Portland's number 2 in the regular standings. I don't know exactly what their lineup is comparative to a regular season game, but I don't know, you know, if they have, you know, a whole bunch of players that they're playing that are trying to get time on their legs. But either way, they're still a tough team. They always have been. And it's not looking good for us at the half.
Yeah, but you know what? Scarlett Camberos had a great game. And in the 61st minute, she actually passes the ball to Clarice Lebion, who takes like a little one touch into the box and then sends this awesome left footed shot to the far post. And she finds the back of the net. And now it is 2-1. We have some breathing.
Yes, we do. We've cut their lead in half, thankfully. And, you know, I like seeing Camberos get on, you know, on the point side of things, you know, whenever it comes to, you know, getting that assist. And, you know, Le'Veon, not a name that we have really said much this season. I feel like we talked about her a lot last season. I really haven't said much about her. She hasn't got a lot of playing time, unfortunately. And, you know, I think she's a great player, and mm-hmm. you know, that was a great matchup. You love to see it. And
we see more of Le'Veon now that we have a French forward or another French midfielder.
Right. I don't know. I have to know how much they, if they've played together. I haven't done enough research to be able to say that. But you know, I liked her last year, and you know, I would like to see her more.
Yeah, I do have a fact check. Through my very thin walls, JR has texted me that she turns 18 in September.
She's 17.
Yeah.
tell the research in the back. Thank you.
Thank you, research.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, 2 minutes later, on the heels of a Portland chance where they hit the crossbar, we're going to see Alyssa Thompson sprint into the box on a transition play. And goalkeeper Shelby Hogan, she dove to claim the ball, but she failed to gain control of it. And as Thompson made a play for the ball, Hogan dove again, knocking Thompson down. And no foul was called on the play, but upon review, the center ref pointed to the spot, and forward Claire Emsley, she stepped up to take the kick. And she sent her hip-height shot to the left and into the net to level the score in the 66th minute. Did VAR work in our advantage?
I'm shocked. But you know what? I have to also shout out Ava on this. And Ava is the future keeper for either the U.S. Women's National Team or the Men's National Team. She might be that good. She might be the first to break the barriers.
How old is Ava?
12, 13.
12.
I always think she's like 52 because she's so mature.
She really is, but she's like, I don't know, like
11, but I treat her like my 13. Age.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you think everybody below and above you, we're all the same age, right?
Ava, how old are you actually? Because I'm pretty sure you're like 21.
She's young though. She's definitely young. She's not in high school yet. Let's just say that.
And I know she plays above her age group when she plays. So it's hard to remember because I think she's playing with the U14s, but she's not that old yet.
Anyways, moving on. What was her?
So she was watching with us on my phone because she's like, oh, I love PKs. Let me watch. And then we went back and we watched the foul. And I'm like, she's going for the ball, though. Like, how is that a foul? And Ava's like, oh, no. All the time. If the keeper goes to ground and she doesn't have immediate contact with the ball, it's a foul all day on the keeper. That's absolutely a PK.
She was very adamant about that. And
and if there's one person I trust, it's someone that trains to be a professional goalkeeper like every day of their lives.
I don't see Nina back down and go, oh, okay, very often.
Yeah, no, never.
Usually she'll die on whatever hill she's running up. But this time she went with the 12-year-old. So that was good. I appreciate you.
Whatever so Ava says is law.
That's right. Law. She would know. She plays. So I get it. So anyways, we've got Claire Emsley with a goal, which real quick, who was it that we thought was taking it? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Nabet stepped up with the ball at first. And I was like, oh, okay.
We're like, sure okay. Enough. I mean,
obviously, the Daisy Cup.
I mean, and I'm not going to sit here and go, well, she shouldn't do that because I don't know. Maybe she practices PKs all the time at practice and she's like queen of PKs. I don't, yeah, exactly. I don't know. But then all of a sudden, Emsley, you know, got up there and, you know, I breathed a little easier because I at least know she can make them. I just don't know it. No, I just don't know from Nabet because I haven't seen it. That's all. I'm not saying she can't. I'm just saying I these are facts, Nina. Facts.
Anyways. All right. So at this point, you and I are saying our goodbyes. We're getting in the car. And I'm like, all right, the game's almost over. I think
we're 2-2. We're tied. Like, oh my gosh.
How it's gonna end.
Like, nope. This puts us in second place on the table if we tie for the Fugazi Cup. Like the live standings said
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Because we tied with Rain. So anyways, we were excited. We were doing some things. We were like, okay, cool. And then?
And then you texted me and ruined my life.
Wow. That's how the story was. Go. I texted Nina, life ruined. Yes.
Yeah.
We had a deja vu moment, did we not?
We did, where it was like, oh, we were doing all right. Oh, we lost.
Mm. Oh. Was it a set piece again? Yes. Was it a bad clearance by the keeper again?
It was another bad clearance by the keeper. No shade to Eisenhower. I do think she had a great game, but she punches this ball out and no one clears this ball for her. She isn't able to catch it and punch it over.
All kinds of ways.
She punches it out straight out to the top of the 18. And unfortunately, Portland capitalized on this. And Sinclair, she's able to just float this lovely ball into the top of the 6-yard box. And Weaver just like almost scorpion kicks it, sending it right into the net.
Yeah, it was a crazy shot. I mean, yes, there is nothing Eisenhower, I think, could do on that as far as a save. You know, her job came prior to that when it came to clearing that ball and also on, you know, on everybody else in that box to get that ball out of there. Because, oh my gosh, I'm so tired of speaking this narrative of ACFC always giving away games in stoppage time. Like, it wasn't a back heel by a keeper this time, but it was still, it doesn't matter how it gets into the back of the net in stoppage time. It still counts. When it happens to us, it sucks. When we do it, it's amazing. And unfortunately, it's happening to us way too much.
Yep. And unfortunately, that is how the game ends. We lose 3-2. Oh, man. You know what looks really familiar to the OL Reign game? The number of shots the other team took.
Ugh.
Another time when a team takes 25 shots on this time only 8 on target. That's 3 less than OL Reign. We had 7, same number as we had against OL Reign.
It almost
3 on target.
Yeah.
2.
Almost exactly. Almost exactly. What's different in this game is we actually had more possession.
And less passes.
More possession and less passes. Like, the heck are they doing? Sitting on it trying to like lay an egg? I don't know. Like, you've got to put it in the back of the net. You got to at least try. You got to take some shots. Like, we are just not doing it. Like,
no, I feel like you're passing more when you're less comfortable with your ability to take man on man. And what we need to do is pass less and to just take it.
Do it.
Just take it. Take it. Make that final touch. Connect in the box. Let's get McCaskill doing McCaskill things. And let's go home. Winners.
Let's go home winners. Like, I don't want to go home a loser anymore, Nina. That's really making me very sad.
So here's our standings for the Fugazi Cup. For those of you who still care, we are bottom of the table, 3 matches played, 0 wins, 1 draw, 2 losses in our group, which of course consists of OL Reign, Thorns, and San Diego Wave.
If it makes anyone feel any better, we are not the very bottom. Chicago Red Stars they've not even tied a game. They have 0 points. So,
but they have a game in hand.
They're probably going to lose that one too. Don't worry. It's okay. They're the bottom of the table both places. So, yeah.
You know what I hope? I really, really hope that they do lose their next game, but I hope it's a regular season game that they lose, because our next match is Monday, June 5th at 7 p.m.
That's what? Right.
And did you make a slide for this one? Do we have it?
No, I don't think I'm making a slide for that.
Oh, no, you did. You did.
Did I?
Oh, you're so good.
Yeah, yes. I don't even know what I do. I'm so busy like throwing stuff together. I don't even know what I'm doing. Yes, this is what it looks like when we are going to play. We're basically 1 win each, so pretty even. We've both not been great. They are coming off of a loss and a win. We're coming off of 2 losses, but it hasn't looked great. I mean, it's not great. And honestly, let's be honest, if they come into our house on Monday night and manage to even draw, I'm not going to be happy.
I'm not going to be happy either. And you know who else isn't going to be happy? Is Sarah Gordon. Because Sarah Gordon likes blood on her former teams.
Yeah. And that's where she came from. So let's hope for this, guys. I mean, really, like, I know we're all frustrated, and we are too. And we've said a lot of things that I think have conveyed that frustration. And I don't know, for us right now, it's a little therapeutic. I love to be positive. I love to, like, you know, say, like, you know, hang in there. Let's be a cheerleader. But sometimes you kind of have to exercise the demons. You have to kind of get the negativity out, or it just compounds. And, you know, hopefully this match on Monday is going to maybe cleanse that palate, maybe like restart us. Hopefully I could not agree more with our chat, Shannon. Right now. I do hope that we see LaRue on Monday. I think we've been waiting. Like, we need something different. We need something to happen, and I'm ready for that to be it. I don't know. I just want to win for them so badly, because I know that they want it. I do. I truly know that they do. They try so hard. They get so close. And it's just in those moments where things just don't go their way, whether it's a PK at the death, or, you know, a last minute flick into the box. Like, it sucks to play your heart out for 90 plus minutes and then to really lose it in a moment. So
yeah. It sucks. It's breaking all of our hearts. I'm sure they're frustrated too. At least we can fall back on the fact that this team has good camaraderie. I don't think there's finger pointing going on. I think they're all just trying to rally together. So like we said, 6:05, 7 p.m. The Googles has it as 4 p.m., but leave work early only if you want to, because I'm pretty sure it's actually at 7 p.m. And then on Tuesday, June 6th, you can join us right back here on YouTube at 7 p.m. for our next pod. We'll be recapping, hopefully, a better game.
Fingers crossed, folks, that we have something amazing to talk about. I mean, it's so much more fun to talk about these games when we're winning and we can say positive things. And I can't imagine everyone out there loves to hear us. I mean, I don't know. It's probably somewhat entertaining to hear us, I don't know, spiral a bit.
Thanks. But with that, we do have a really awesome quote for you guys today. One actually, you know, normally we quote from the press conferences, but we had two and so much to choose from. So we just decided to quote from ourselves, and here it is. I'm tired of not winning. Amen, Panda.
Thanks, guys.
Guys, that's our quote. I'm tired of not winning. I think everyone else is tired of not winning. I think the team is tired of not winning. So I feel like if we're all in this together...
On behalf of everyone.
You see that? I put that in the slide. On behalf of everyone, I'm tired of not winning. So if you agree with us, hit us up, either on YouTube, on Instagram, wherever you find us. Let us know your thoughts. If there's anything, you know, you want to vent, or, you know, anything you don't agree with, by all means, please come to us. That's why we're here. I mean, we had someone call us out on Facebook about something they didn't like, and they didn't realize that they were talking directly to me. So I just wrote back, you know, like, thank you for your feedback. You're like, this is what helps us grow. And, you know, and he apologized. He thought he was just commenting randomly in, like, I don't know, a forum of something. And I said, no, it's fine. Like, you know, like, going to say it to our faces. I mean, that's the only way we're going to know what's going on. That's the only way we're going to grow and get better. That's it. So
also, I'm never wrong unless you're Ava.
Oh my God. Oh, Nina. I love you.
Anyways. I love you too. All right. Bye.
Bye.
And here's our fluff.
I think that whole episode was fluff. I think that whole episode was fluff, Nina.
That might have been, but it was fun.
Yeah. I think it was just a whole fluffing episode.
I got two things in our fluff for us to talk about, because you know how nerdy I am. I make notes for the fluff sometimes. So I wanted to let you know that since Fast and Furious came out, it's all I hear in my office. We are directly below the AMC theaters.
Oh my God.
The movie theater that they have chosen to nonstop play Fast and Furious in is the one right above my office.
What do you hear? Like engines revving? Do you hear Vin Diesel like pretending he's like, I don't know,
no, I don't hear
superhero?
All I hear is explosions.
It's kind of like our season.
All I can hear is explosions all the time, and then like really heavy bass. So I'm really ready for this movie to no longer be in theaters.
I was ready for it to no longer be in theaters about 12 Fast and Furiouses ago. The first one was great. And then once Paul Walker, you know, met his unfortunate demise, I was like, I'm out. I don't need to see this anymore.
I don't know if I've ever seen a Fast and Furious.
Oh, I have. They were good. I liked the very first one. It was good. And Tokyo Drift was fun too. Real quick, the word mongoose, how do you say it in its plural?
Is it just mongoose or is it mongai?
Is it?
Is that why he was Googling it?
It's not mongoose. I don't know, but I opened up Philly's computer or Christian or whatever you guys know him as. And I was mongooses. Like, is it?
It's mongooses.
All right. So I opened up the computer to get everything set up for today. And I was closing out the tabs and there was an entire tab dedicated to pictures of mongooses. And I don't know why. And I can't wait to ask him when he comes home. Why were you Googling mongoose?
Are you sure this isn't something you need to call him right now and ask him?
He's not going to answer. But anyways, I don't know the significance of mongoose. But
maybe you're getting one. Maybe you're getting one. That's where he is. He's bringing home three mongooses.
I'm the mother of gremlins, as my title says right now. No.
So. Then I have to bring up for our final thing of the night. So Memorial Day, you came over and we were hanging out with my parents, as we sometimes do. And we were playing this game. It's a Viking game called either Cube or Coob. I don't know how you say it, but it's with a K. And you have to like throw the things at the stuff and knock them down. And then you hit the castle. It's really fun.
It's the most Nordic Viking kind of game ever. It's literally throwing wood at wood.
Yes.
That's what it is.
In a violent fashion.
Yes.
And so while we were playing boys versus girls, and my parents have like the little bistro lights in their backyard, and JR's turn was up and he starts to throw his giant wooden stick at our wooden castles. Or we were the ships at that point.
I don't know.
And he just nails one of the bistro lights and it shatters into like thousands and thousands of pieces. Just,
I mean, it almost turned it into dust.
Yeah.
Like, so, you couldn't even find the glass pieces in your grass. But yeah, I don't.
So my dad just sent a video to my brother and my sister-in-law on our family text chain of my mother vacuuming the grass. And my brother goes, "Why is mom vacuuming the lawn?" And I go, "Oh, Jay did it too. New tradition."
I mean, you know, all I could think about whenever I saw your mom vacuuming your grass was the meme of like someone who's like, when your neighbors are having an argument and you're trying to look normal and you vacuum the grass outside so that you can hear whatever they're fighting about. That is all I could think about. And yeah.
And Mario, ask and you shall receive. I'm also just going to DM it to you right now, just so you have it. I don't want you to have to wait another minute.
Are you kidding?
Wait. Oh, Panda, it's on your phone, isn't it? It's not on my phone.
No, it 100% is.
It's not on my phone.
If you guys will stick around for like 2 seconds, I have a picture that I can pull up and show it to you. So
yes.
Why is it waiting for me? Anyways, no, it was that was an interesting time. I've never seen anyone vacuum grass, so that's cool.
We were scared for the doggies because it was lots of little shards of grass, and the dogs don't wear boots. So Right. We needed to protect their little paws.
I agree.
It was like 4 days ago, not even. Come on.
No, now. I have the picture.
How many selfies do you take?
Huh?
I said, how many selfies?
No, I have it here. So, like,
a little closer. The ring light.
JR is vacuuming the grass with a Dyson. You have to get on there. You can see that, right?
Yes. That is perfect.
Yeah. So, yes, you're welcome. And there was actually a whole video of it happening, too. I do have that. Yeah. See, he's definitely vacuuming the grass. It wasn't just a photo op. Yeah, I was trying to scroll in to the light that was broken so you could see it, but he's vacuuming the grass, guys. That's what's happening.
Turns out it's actually very difficult to vacuum grass. You get a lot of resistance.
Well, do you think? Come on. Yeah. Anyways, so thank you for sticking around for us. That was about as dumb as it gets. I mean, seriously.
The game or a podcast? Because they can always just go Google it.
No. Grass vacuuming. That's what I'm saying. Vacuuming the grass.
Oh, all right. Anyways. I got to go get my laundry out before I get kicked out of my condo.
All right. Fine. Thank you guys for sticking around for us and listening to this. This has been a lot of fun. And I hope the next one is a little more inspiring. So enjoy your weekend. And we'll be back soon.
See you Tuesday.
Bye.